So much for economists. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into the jobs report. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 8th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the markets bounced back on some good jobs data. Some new Taylor Swift news coming at you today. President Biden promised to lower drug prices, which has happened. Now he may take another step against Big Pharma. $5 billion goes into gambling in this city, but it has no grocery store. Speaking of food, have you heard about Cosmic? You will today. We've got the Wall Street Report and what the heck has happened to holiday office parties. We'll share. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you have decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on X? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. And yeah, we do have a Facebook page. All you have to do is Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we will be right there. Economists had predicted the U.S. would add roughly 122,000 jobs in November. Well, on Friday, we learned that the hot job market continues, as employers here have added a whopping 199,000 jobs. Oh, and by the way, the unemployment rate fell. All these are fresh signs the U.S. may just enjoy that soft landing rather than any recession, a recession that Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase continues to warn us is coming. Friday's report from the Labor Department showed that the unemployment rate dropped from 3.9% to 3.7%, not far above a five-decade low of 3.4% back in April. The jobless rate has now remained below 4% for nearly 2 years. That is the longest such streak since the late 1960s. The Associated Press is reporting that the latest jobs report and other recent data show an economy and a labor market that, while still sturdy, are downshifting just a bit to pre-pandemic norms. Businesses are hiring, but less desperate to fill large numbers of jobs. More Americans have come off the sidelines to look for work, and immigration has jumped this year. Most of last month's job gains were concentrated in just a few sectors. The healthcare industry, doctors' offices, and hospitals added 93,000 jobs in November. Hotels and restaurants added 40,000, and government added 49,000 jobs, accounting for nearly all the job growth. By contrast, retailers, shipping and warehousing companies, and temporary help agencies all cut jobs. Still, last month's hiring gain raised the proportion of Americans who are employed to 60.5%. That is the highest level since the pandemic struck, though it remains below the pre-COVID level of 61.1%, but getting close. Finally, wages are growing at a slower but still healthy pace. In November, average hourly pay rose by 4% from a year earlier, matching the previous month's figure, which was the smallest since June of 2021. But average pay is now growing faster than inflation, which should support consumer spending. Early in the day, investors on Wall Street didn't know what to make of the job numbers, but as the day wore on, they looked on the brighter side of things, and the markets ended the day in the green. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Hey, can we have a moment with Taylor Swift? I mean, why not, right? You know, because this is business. The AP is reporting that Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is the first tour to cross the $1 billion mark, according to Pollstar's 2023 year-end charts. Not only was Swift's landmark Eras Tour the number one tour both worldwide and in North America, but she also brought in over $1 billion with nearly 4.5 million tickets sold across 60 tour dates. Polestar data is pulled from box office reports, venue capacity estimates, historical Polestar revenue ticket sales data, and other undefined research collected from November 17 of last year to November 15 of this year. Oh, by the way, you know, Time did name Taylor Swift as its person of the year. You get all that with a cherry on top. When he came into office, President Biden promised to lower the price of prescription drugs. And that's happened largely because now the government can negotiate with drug companies for folks on Medicare and Medicaid. Now, the other shoe may fall. The White House is threatening it may cancel Big Pharma patent protections and allow rivals to make their own versions. Under the plan, the government would consider overriding the patent for high-priced drugs that have been developed with the help of taxpayer money and letting competitors make them in hopes of driving down the cost. In a 15-second video released by the White House, Biden said, quote, "Today we're taking a very important step toward ending price gouging so you don't have to pay more for the medicine you need," end quote. White House officials would not name drugs that might potentially be targeted. The government would consider seizing a patent if a drug is only available to a narrow set of consumers, according to the proposal that will be open for public comment for 60 days. And then there's this. Yeah, drug makers are almost certain to challenge the plan in court if it is enacted. Atlantic City, New Jersey sees roughly $5 billion being spent on gambling. But what the city does not have is a grocery store. When we saw this story, it was like, no way, come on, but it's true. So what happens when a community of nearly 39,000 people don't have a grocery store? Well, the hospital steps in. The AP is reporting that a much-touted, heavily subsidized plan to build what would be the city's first supermarket in nearly 20 years fell apart earlier this year. Now the state and a hospital system are sending a converted school bus full of fresh food available for purchase into the city as a temporary solution. The program aims to bring high-quality food and fresh produce to economically deprived areas that lack meaningful access to healthy food. Atlantic City is second on the list of 50 New Jersey communities designated as food deserts due to the lack of access to such food. Now, sure, the folks can take a cab to a supermarket off the island, but that costs $10 each way, and that eats into their food budget. Finally, some good news for Atlantic City residents. Speaking of food, have you heard about the out-of-this-world restaurant called Cosmic? Hang on there with us. It is a spin-off restaurant from the folks at McDonald's. CNBC is reporting that the fast food giant announced that the spin-off brand would be opening its first location in Bolingbrook, Illinois, and they now have revealed the full roster of menu items for the concept store. The drink menu will feature dozens of new beverages, including lattes, slushes, and teas, unavailable on the regular McCafe menu. McDonald's famous vanilla ice cream cone is on the menu, joined by a chocolate cone and a twist option. The hot fudge sundae comes in blueberry lemon cookie variety, and there's also a caramel fudge brownie sundae. I'm getting hungry. Cosmic's will sell six-piece pretzel bites as well as McPops. What are those? Well, they're mini donuts that come with cookie butter, apple cinnamon, and hazelnut filling. Now, if you have more of an appetite, new offerings include the spicy queso sandwich and the creamy avocado tomatillo sandwich. Cosmic's will also offer an assortment of classic McMuffin sandwiches. The 10 Cosmic locations that will open through the end of next year will be smaller than full-fledged McDonald's, with some featuring multiple drive-through lanes. They will be primarily located across the Dallas-Fort Worth and San Antonio areas. The jobs data pushed Wall Street higher on Friday. The Dow gained 130 points after a rough morning to then close at 36,247. The Nasdaq picked up 63 points to end the session at 14,403, and the S&P 500 added 18 points to close at 4,604. The day capped the sixth straight week of gains. On Friday, those weekly gains propelled the S&P 500 index to a fresh 2023 closing high and left the Dow about 1.4% away from its record close set nearly 2 years ago. West Texas Intermediate crude gained on the day as well, up by $1.92 to close at $71.26 a barrel. The 10-year T-bill also gained on the day to 4.229%. And finally, there is this. And this is about how office holiday parties have changed. Okay, I'm a veteran of holiday office parties. Most of those were broadcasting office parties, and they would get pretty wild, oftentimes with female reporters dancing on pool tables in the general manager's home. Oh, I could share some stories with you. Now, however, Bloomberg is reporting that parties are less boozy and more into pickleball and guacamole. What? Bloomberg says there's an uptick in bookings for pickleball courts, team-building murder mysteries, and even guacamole-making competitions. The idea isn't to avoid celebrating the holidays, but to do it in more fun, unique, and inclusive ways that don't prioritize one holiday over another. Another reason more companies are going this route, according to Bloomberg, is to avoid the possibility of alcohol-induced, unprofessional behavior. What? Like that would ever happen. That's a wrap. Hey, and a reminder, we're on with the Business Week in Review and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL on Sunday, and we've got some great business conversations to share with you. That is noon Central Sunday, News Talk 1540 KXEL, and yes, we do stream. That is a wrap for all of us here at the Business News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Oh, and by the way, happy Hanukkah. On Friday night is the second night of Hanukkah. We light candles for 8 crazy nights. If you're celebrating, have a wonderful holiday. Oh, and be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.